everyone. Okay, I'm back again. I'm cutting off the ends, first of all, to the Meyer lemon. It's a little bit more than I would have liked to on that end. Oh, it smells so lemony. Now, it's up to you. Some people would just rather do the juice of the lemon, but my feeling is if you have the flesh of something that normally is sour but is sweet and can go in a dish, use it. Like if I liked oranges, and some I do like, I put it in the dish, flesh and all. I'd still zest it, and I'd try to remove whatever pith and segments, because those aren't as good. But, man, these are a delicacy. So what I'm going to do is that my lemon will be in two containers, because I want to use the zest as well as the flesh. And you don't have to worry. The pith in this actually does work. But you still want to be very careful, because when you're zesting, in your zest, you don't want to get a great deal of it. You just want to get the zest, because otherwise with that it can get quite astringent. Maybe that's not the word, but it doesn't taste nice. You may ask, well, okay, why are you using it? Well, I want to use some for in the dish itself. But I want to use some right at the very, very tail end and see what that's like. It's the chef in me, the experimenter. You see people, on Food Network and stuff, experimenting with the zesting of this or that in a dish, and I'm just trying to use as much of this fruit as I can. I have been watching Food Network, as is the case on my Monday mornings. Where am I today? Monday evenings. Classify this as our days off. George goes to the Wild Rose Old Time Fiddlers Association. He plays bass there. And these girls' night in, or out in, they're when he is helping out at a workshop. He volunteers and plays bass for them. And so when he does that, they feed him. So and that makes things kind of neat, so that I can actually go experiment and I don't have to stick with the mundane. I could have stuck to it real easy. There's chili rice. So anyway, I don't want to use up all this time zesting. So what I'm going to do is I am going to cut this up and ready that. And then that way you get an idea of what I'm going to do. And then the next time And then we'll be able to start up soon, I hope. All right. Okay, so here we go. I hope you're hearing that. So I've cut it in half. And I've cut it now 1/4. There's some seeds. So make sure that those are out of the way. And take out the center, because you don't want that, just like an orange or anything else. Now, I have terrible knife skills, so I have to do this a dangerous way. Well, actually, here's a tip for everybody. I thought I was going to have to use my knife like chefs do and try to peel this thing. But to peel a Meyer lemon, guess what, folks? It peels like a mandarin orange. That's totally awesome. Now, why am I doing that? That's compostable. So basically now I'm going to cut that, actually segment that, and then cut those segments, slice those segments. It's basically all I'm doing. Okay, so I'll talk to you in a few minutes. Okay, so just to recap, we've done the zucchini, sliced it, that is. We have zested and sliced 2 Meyer lemons. And now we are going to slice I think it's going to be 3 green onions. And what I think I'm going to do is, I heard through someone on Facebook that if you go and put green onions in water, the white parts, so the white to light green and up, in a small cup of water, they will actually grow. So I'm not going to use all of these, I've got a bunch of 6, because I want to make some salsa at some point in time, and maybe use them in a recipe, we'll see. But with these 3, I think I'm going to try it. I'm making sure that there's no bad spots. And before it starts, well, I'm going to slice. And normally I like going to my, all the way to, right to the end. But like I said, I'm going to start this, do this project. So I will go to the white part. It's just up to you what you want to do, but we'll do that, and that's the green onions. So the next part, we should actually be able to start, I was going to say start putting things together, but the next part, we'll be taking care of the herbs. So talk to you then.